Oh yeah, y'all know what time it is. Welcome to the Smiles Like Yours podcast. All right, so I'm here today with some fine young gentlemen, members of our Smiles Like Yours program. We're going to start with brief introductions. To my left, I have Jesse. Say what's up, Jesse.
What's up?
Over in the corner here, we have Coleman. Say what's up, Coleman.
Hey, people.
Hey, what's up? And then over to my right, we have Brother Byron. Say what's up, Byron.
You.
And then in the studio, we also have our special guest, Miss Sherelle. Say what's up, Miss Sherelle.
Hello.
Miss Sherelle in the building for the first time for the podcast. And me, I'm RJ. What's up? Let's get started. All right, so last week or a couple weeks ago, we talked a little bit about what we wanted to do for this podcast. We had a couple things. Coleman came up with some ideas. Byron came up with some ideas. And we're going to try to work through this thing, okay? All right, so last time we were here, we talked a little bit about some ideas that we had for what topics we wanted to discuss for the podcast, right? Mm-hmm. So I think we talked about our favorite holidays. We talked about Christmas. We talked about Halloween. We talked about the 4th of July. So right now it's March, and it's weird because the other day it was 20 degrees. Today it's going to be 60 degrees. So I don't really know what season it is. But what are your favorite seasons? What's your favorite time of year? We're going to start with you, Jesse. What's your favorite time of year?
Summer.
Summer. And he said that quick. Like, he knows summer. No question. Why do you like summer, Jesse?
It's warm outside.
Right.
And some of the times, I love to go on vacations.
Vacation season. He loves the summer because it's warm, it's hot, and we get to go and take some really nice vacations. What's one of your favorite vacation spots, Jesse?
I think going to Florida.
You like Florida? I love Florida too. I love Florida. Coleman, you like Florida?
Yeah.
Okay. What about, so what's your favorite season? What time of year do you like?
I like winter.
You like the winter? Okay, yeah. So we got Jesse that likes it being really hot, and we have Coleman over here who likes it being really cold. Why do you like the cold, Coleman? Why do you like the winter so much?
Because I like a bird snowman, birds and igloo, different stuff.
So Coleman likes to build snowmen. He likes to get out in the cold, do stuff like that. Do you do any other winter sports? Do you have, like, having snowball fights?
Or can
you
ski?
Or snowboard, anything like that?
That's what I like toast to. I like snowball fights.
Snowball fights. Okay. Very good. All right, Brother Byron, what you got? What's your favorite time of year?
Summer.
Oh, so we got another summer. That's two for summer. What? Now, why do you like summer?
Well, I get to go out and go to... I get to go out and go to see family and stuff.
Okay.
And everything.
So family gatherings?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I say I like to go to Baltimore, be with my cousins and stuff.
Okay, B More. Shout out to B More one time.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, so you like to go to Baltimore. Have you ever been to the harbor, Baltimore Harbor?
Yeah, I did.
Man, I love that. You never been to Baltimore Harbor?
No.
Man, it is really, really nice. Yeah. It's water, a lot of good food, a lot of seafood. What you got, Byron?
Have you heard, you seen the candy store in the National Harbor?
No, I haven't.
The candy store.
You said National Harbor?
The candy.
That's a different little spot, though. So we got Baltimore Harbor and we got National Harbor. So National Harbor is right when you come into Maryland. That's like Prince George's County. Baltimore Harbor, that's a little farther away. It's like probably like an extra hour to get to Baltimore Harbor. Both are really nice, though. The National Harbor is the one that's got that big Ferris wheel. That's what you're talking about?
Yeah.
It's got that big Ferris wheel? Yeah, that's really nice. I work really close to there. That's really nice. And we have another special guest, Miss Shaylin. Woo! Okay, so my favorite time of year... What do you think my favorite time of year is, Coleman?
I think it's Halloween.
Halloween?
Yeah.
I like Halloween, and I'll tell you why. One of my good friend's birthday is really close to Halloween.
And mine's too.
That's what I'm talking about, yours, Coleman. Coleman's birthday is really close to Halloween. So I do like Halloween, but it's not, like, at the top of my list. Mm-hmm. What do you think my favorite time of year is?
Well, do you like Christmas?
I like Christmas. Me too. But it's not my favorite time of year.
Tell me. Give me some reason.
I think Jesse knows me. Jesse, what's my? Tell them what my favorite season is. Summer. Exactly. Yes, summer. Summer. I'm a summer baby. I love the summer. I love it being Air 5. Okay. I love when it's really hot and I don't have to wear no whole lot of clothes and put on a jacket all the time. I can, you know, put my shorts on, let my legs breathe a little bit. I like going to the beach. What you got?
Yeah, I might be working on the summer too.
Okay, it's a little summer job. Okay, yeah, you gotta make like a little extra money in the summertime, right? Huh?
I'm gonna be here in summer.
You gonna be here in the summer?
I'm not.
You gonna be in Florida?
Yeah.
Okay, so Coleman, he gonna take his little journey down to Florida for the summertime.
You know where I'm trying to be at?
Where you trying to go?
Chicago.
Now, Chicago in the summer? Yeah, that's I'm nice. With it. Chicago in the wintertime? Don't ask me. I'm not going with you. I don't want no parts of summertime. No parts of the wintertime in Chicago. Why? It's too cold and it's too windy. I'm out.
Come on.
I'm not going. Don't ask me, Brian. So, and one of my favorite things about summer, I love cookouts. I love cookouts. I love to cook. So a lot of times at a cookout, I'll end up being on the grill. I don't know how that happens all the time, but I end up on the grill.
It's happened to my dad too.
That happened to your dad?
Yeah.
I don't know how that happens, but I end up on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
I end up really hot, smelling like smoke, and but I also end up really full. I don't know what happened to the food, but
it's a lot.
You gotta feed the chef, right?
Yeah,
we gotta feed the chef.
You know what we got.
So speaking of chefs, another topic that we talked about last time.
Cooking,
right? So, Coleman, yeah. since you're the head chef here,
yeah.
Let's talk about some of your favorite things to cook.
I like spaghetti, chicken sandwiches, all kinds of stuff.
Spaghetti, chicken sandwiches. What else?
Hot dogs.
Well, give me one more thing.
Grilled cheese.
A wide variety of foods that you like to cook, Coleman. What's your top thing? What's your best thing that when people eat your food, they say, this is the best thing you ever made, Coleman? What's your number one thing?
I like chicken sandwich.
Chicken sandwiches. Okay. Have you heard? McDonald's got a new chicken sandwich.
I heard.
Oh, you know that. You work over there. You know about that new chicken sandwich. Is it good yet?
Yeah.
Have you tried it?
No, I forgot.
You forgot?
Yeah.
I think I might give me one today.
Mm-hmm.
I try not to eat too much over there, but I'm gonna try that chicken sandwich. The commercial look good.
What about at Popeyes though?
I went to Popeyes last night because they got a new fish sandwich. They got a new fish sandwich at Popeyes.
Did you try it?
Yes, I got two of them yesterday. I had this is like my fourth one. I've been getting them.
Okay.
They banging. I get mine plain though. No, I don't like mayonnaise.
I like no mayonnaise.
I get some of that Creole cocktail sauce and put on it.
Cocktail sauce? That's too risky.
Risky?
Yeah.
It's not risky if you know what you're doing. I put it on that flounder.
It's so good.
I'm telling you. It was like, that's all I could hear the whole time I was eating it. I started dancing. Like, yeah.
Oh.
Popeye's fish sandwich. Yeah. Now we back. So, what was we talking about? Oh, cooking. Byron, what's your number one thing to cook? What's your go-to? You're really hungry. You haven't had anything to eat all day. You have a house full of food, all your favorite foods that you can pick. What are you going to cook for yourself?
So,
you got anything you want, and you got to cook it, and it's got to be banging. What are you going to pick?
Well, learn how to cook these years. During the CIVD, COVID.
Okay.
So I learned to cook turkey burgers.
Turkey burgers. Okay. I'm a fan of turkey burgers. So how you cook your turkey burgers? Are they already made up? They already frozen?
No, you gotta put them in the microwave.
Okay.
And stuff like that for an hour, a minute, and then you have to put them in the on the stove. We have spray oil for the pan.
Okay. So you have the frozen one. So you defrost them first, mm-hmm. and then you put a little oil in your pan, heat it up a little bit, make sure it's nice and hot, and then you put your turkey burger down, right? Okay. Do you like cheese on your turkey burger? What type of cheese do you put on your turkey burger? This is very important. Make sure you get this right.
American?
Come on. You put American cheese on your turkey burger.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know, man. I might have to disagree. I'm just saying. What you think, man, Jesse? Jesse, what kind of cheese would you put on your turkey burger? Would you pick American or maybe something else?
Pepper jack.
I'm with that. And I can agree with that. Mozzarella. I could do that. Sherelle, what you think?
I'm going to go with American with him.
American? Yeah. Okay. So I get, okay. So you lucky Sherelle jumped in there with you, because I went with that American cheese.
Come on, jump in with me.
Yeah, she jumped in there with you, but I would probably say provolone for mine. Either provolone or Munster. Anybody ever had Munster cheese? You don't like Munster cheese? Okay, I'm going to tell you a secret, Coleman. The World Grilled Cheese Championships. You know what type of cheese won? The Grilled Cheese Championship?
Yeah.
Because you say you like grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Munster cheese. The number one cheese. The number one cheese for grilled cheese. Yeah. Munster cheese. You got to try it.
I'm telling you.
You're going to have to try it.
What about saying, like, I've learned how to make grilled chicken.
You didn't make grilled chicken? You use a George Foreman grill? Okay. You're not a fan of the George Foreman grill? Okay.
Oh, I'm just talking about.
You do have one of those.
Ketchup cheese.
Yeah.
So how do you make your grilled chicken?
So we got turkey, right? The big turkey. We done make a Thanksgiving and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff. You cut it and stuff like that. Put it on a bun.
Okay.
And then, like, you put the cheese on it. Then
American cheese, right?
Well, any type of cheese.
Okay, but the little American cheese. Okay, then what?
Then you gotta put it in the microwave too.
Okay, microwave it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Jesse, you have a house full of all your favorite foods. Only catch is you have to prepare it. You have to cook the meal. What are you gonna cook yourself, Jesse? I know it's a lot of stuff in there, Jesse. You gotta pick one thing to cook for yourself. One thing.
Some ribs.
Ribs.
Ooh.
Man, I just got excited. Ribs. So have you made ribs before, Jesse?
Yeah, with sometimes I help a mom.
You help your mom make ribs. Okay. So does she how does she do it? Does she put them in the oven?
Yes.
Okay, so she puts them in the oven. Does it take a long time for her to cook them, or a short time?
Not a very long time.
Not a very long time, okay. Does she boil them first? Do you know?
No, she puts them...
just right in the oven.
And she makes her own sauces.
Ooh, make her own sauce. So she does this. She's not new to this. She's true to this.
Yeah.
Okay. I ain't mad. What you think about the ribs, Byron? The ribs or you not?
I have had ribs before.
Okay, so are you a fan or not?
Well, yes, I did. Yes, I'm sometimes a fan. I can be a fan sometimes.
Okay.
It's a long story.
Long story? Okay. Well, what you got, Coleman?
I like sausage.
Sausage?
Yeah.
You mean, so when you say sausage, are you talking like sausage that, like a sausage biscuit?
Yeah.
Or are you talking like sausage, like those, like long sausage that you put on a hot dog bun? What kind of sausage?
Sausage for biscuits.
Oh, for a biscuit. So breakfast foods.
Yeah.
So you like the breakfast foods.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now we on breakfast foods. What other breakfast foods do you like? You got sausage, biscuits. What else do you like
for your breakfast? Chicken biscuits.
Chicken biscuits. You like chicken and bread together, huh?
Yeah.
I do too. It's hard to argue with that.
Chicken, biscuits.
Okay. What about you, Jesse? What about breakfast foods? You got a house full of food, all breakfast foods. You got to pick one thing. What you going to get?
I would probably have to pick some pancakes.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to dance to that. Hey, pancakes. 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 Yeah. So, with the pancakes. So, I'm kind of particular about my pancakes. I'm going to tell the truth. I cannot stand regular syrup.
Why?
I cannot stand regular syrup.
Syrup is good.
I know, but I got this thing now for maple syrup. Like,
I love those.
With the lady on the
I don't like the one with the lady on it. I don't like that. And why? I think they took her off that bottle now. Ain't your mama? I think they took her off that.
I think they took her off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why did they do that though? What did they do?
See, I told you, Brother Byron. So they took Ain't Your Mama off the label.
What?
Because they said it represents a stereotype that doesn't reflect certain people very well. So they took her off of that because of the way she was dressed and the way she was portrayed.
Oh,
yeah, so take a look into that, because yeah, we do cover current events and in Smiles Like Yours podcast. Yeah. But take a look at that, do a little research, and we might have to come back and talk a little bit about that.
Yeah,
all right,
we're gonna talk about it.
But yeah, that maple syrup, it takes your pancakes to a whole nother level. I'm trying to tell you. Say it again, Coleman.
Another level.
Yes, it does. Jesse, have you tried the maple syrup on your pancakes?
Yes.
And what you think? Isn't it a whole nother level?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm telling the truth. Y'all know this. This is real. Go ahead, Byron. And I'm gonna come to you next, Coleman.
And my favorite breakfast on the meal breakfast is eggs, cheese, bacon, some potatoes on there, some mashed potatoes and everything and stuff like that.
Man. The one thing that I really like that you brought up just now.
Eggs and cheese.
Key. No, I'm gonna have to skip on the eggs. But you mentioned potatoes. For me, that's another thing that takes breakfast to a whole nother level. You have a good order of fried potatoes,
yeah.
it do something to your soul. Like, it just uplifts you. It make you wanna go on and see another day. You know? It makes the day worth it. Right? Yeah. But it also make you wanna lay down and take a nap. If you eat too many of them potatoes.
Not all of them.
Especially.
But like, you can have a little bit of a serving of fruit too.
A little fruit? Right. A little bit of fruit.
To make your diet more healthy.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Speaking of making your diet more healthy, one of the things we did today was what? What did we make?
What
did we make before we came and started the podcast?
We made smoothies.
We made smoothies today. Oh, we made smoothies today. Shout out to the smoothie makers out there. Woo! So, Jesse, tell me, what did you put in your smoothie? How'd you make your smoothie today?
I used mixed fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Pineapple.
Yes.
We used it. Strawberry Greek yogurt and orange juice.
Oh man, I'm telling you, when I tell you that smoothie was so good, all the listeners out there, y'all really missed out today. That smoothie was banging.
It was the bomb.
We were vibing on the smoothie.
We was vibing. Hey, were we vibing?
Yeah.
We was like this. Hey, hey, smoothies. Fruit smoothies.
Hey, no. The smoothie can really take you into a jazz motion.
It will take you into a jazz motion. Sometimes you just like, it make you, it hits
no,
you a little
No, I'm talking
different.
About smooth jazz.
Smooth jazz? Hey, that's all the music I got, Byron.
That's all the music I got. Are you the R&B?
So, you talked about a healthy diet, incorporating some fruits and some vegetables and stuff like that. So we made those fruit smoothies today. Coleman, did you use all those same things in your smoothie?
Sometimes.
So what are your favorite ingredients for a smoothie? If you had, okay, the house is full of all fruits and vegetables and juices. Mm-hmm. You have to make one smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
What items are you going to put in your smoothie?
Spinach.
Strawberries.
Mango.
Huh?
Mango.
Oh, mango. How did I forget? Mango. Shouts to mango.
And coconut.
Don't
forget about that one.
And lemonade. Yeah.
Very good. That sounds like a really good smoothie. But I will say this. I was picturing you putting all those things in there. What color do you think that smoothie is going to be?
I think pinkish blue.
Pinkish blue.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Coleman, I found this out the hard way. When you mix strawberries and spinach, your smoothie does not look very appetizing. It turns brown. Oh my god. When you put the green and the red together, it makes a brown smoothie. Oh. And then you know the consistency of it is kind of thick. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look the best.
Is it good though?
It's banging though. It is good. Banging. It's really good. It's really sweet. And it's got the little vegetables in there.
And going back is right too.
But it's brown. That's the only downside to it.
I never had vegetable
in your smoothie? You never had any vegetables in it?
No, I didn't have vegetables.
It's good to add. So you can add kale, you can add spinach.
Carrots.
Carrots. What else you said?
Broccoli.
Broccoli? I've never had broccoli in mine before. But there's a lot of different things you can add into your smoothies, just depending on your taste. So everybody has their own things that they like. Yeah. Sherelle, I forgot. We don't want to skip Sherelle. Sherelle, what do you like in your smoothie?
I like spinach in mine and strawberries.
So have you seen when you mix the spinach and the strawberries together? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It doesn't look the best, but it tastes really good. Yeah.
Hey, what you got? So can we talk about
movies? Oh, so look, I'm glad you mentioned that up. We're going to transition into our next section of the podcast, the movie scene. Hey, movies. Talk movies. Let's talk movies. Yeah. So, I'm going to start it off. I did watch a couple of good movies over the last couple of days. One of the ones that was a very highly anticipated movie. The original came out over 30 years ago. The original came out 30 years ago, and last night, for the second time, I watched Coming to America. Mm-hmm. Coming to America. It was a lot of star power in that movie. Had a lot of celebrities coming out and show support for that movie. Has anybody else seen the movie yet?
No? I haven't, but I'm trying to see it, though.
Hey, I'm telling you.
Is it in a movie theater?
It's not in the movie theaters. You can watch it on Amazon Prime. So if you have Amazon Prime, if you have a Fire Stick, it's on there. It's really good. I watched it a couple times.